The Mechaba Paskins, the Shechner Chayim, Simmerish Tesef Gimel, Kol HaBrochus, and the Stapik and Beirich, and Lov, Einim Bevarach, Lei Bechino, Lei Besaif. All Brochus, if you're Mesupik, if you made the Broch on that, could be Broch Rishayna, Broch Achreino, Bechus HaMitzvah, any Broch, if you're not sure if you made the Broch on that, you don't make the Broch over. Chutz mi Bechus HaMazim, Neisha Hishal Teir, except for benching, except for Bechus HaMazim, which is the Safik Be'aisa. This is the Bevusta Alocha of Safik Brochus Lahakal. If the person is a subject, he made a bracha. Since all brachas, brachas menim, brachas mitzvahs, even bracha achreina, is derabanan, except for brachas mazon, which is midrais, a pasuk in the Torah. But all other brachas are midrabanan. So if you're a subject, you don't make up with a bracha. It's safek derabanan l'hakol. And brachas mazon would be safek derais l'chumra. And the Mishnah Berurah Zeichen Su that this halacha is also in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Tes Bemis. It's also in the beginning of Erechayim, Simeon Ches and Hilchasitzis and Ramah, and it's really in many places. So you do the halacha, well known halacha, that's Savak Brachas Lahakal. In the Chus of Kivayega, Simachav Hei, someone asked Kivayega Kasha, Shaila, says, why the Paiskim, they all say some of this halacha that you just don't say over the bracha if you're Masupik, why shouldn't you say over the bracha Blaz in a different lashon, in a different language, in English or in Aramish? Say Brich Rachmona Malka the Hayama, and the show brings down. It's Bemis the Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem. The Gemara says, Loshen over here. I think it was Binyamin Raya. He said, "Yeah, it's Binyamin Raya. Binyamin, who seemed to be a shepherd, Karach Rifta. He was making a Brich Samaitzi Vama Brich Mori the High Pita. Instead of saying the regular Nuscha the Bracha of Baruch Hashem Akin Machayom Meisachem in Aretz, he said Brich Mori the High Pita. So he didn't say the Shem Hashem. He didn't even say Lakin and Lacheretz on Lichlal and Mori the High Pita. Mori the mist of this bread is the Ebishta. So he was, and the Gemara says Amar Rav Yotza. Rav says he was Yotza. You can make a Bracha Blaz even in such a Loshen. Just say Baruch Brich Mori the High Pita. And you yitz to the bracha. So the shul is, why don't we always do that? Whenever we have a suffix bracha, why don't we say the bracha in Aramish or in a different lashon Balaz, and we'll manafshech. If you made the bracha already, it's not a bracha batal because you're only saying it Balaz, you're not saying the Shem Hashem. And in case you didn't make the bracha, you yitz anyway. Why do the Pesachim say a suffix bracha stahakal? No one's makbid to say the bracha, at least Balaz. So the shul himself says, maybe you might think that if you say Balaz, is also shayin of a bracha batal. Maybe that's the reason why we don't do it that way. Maybe it's also Bracha Vatala. So he says, he brings a shach. He says, Acharyos Mashma, it's not a Bracha Vatala from a shach in Yerudeus, Mekuf Hayin Tes. The shach talks about something else. The shach talks about Mechikas Hashem, erasing the Shem Hashem, the Lav and the Torah. And the shach says, Hashem Velaz, there's no Issa Mechikas Hashem in their Issa. Even though we have people putting Nizah on that, and even Hashem in English, G-O-D, G-D-H-D, people are a little bit Nizah not to erase it, not to throw it out. But the Shach Paskins that there's no Issa Mechikas Hashem on Hashem Balaz. So Tainet the Shail, if there's no Issa Mechikas Hashem on Hashem Balaz, then there should be no Issa Bracha Vatonga on Hashem Balaz. So why don't you just, but you are Yetzir the Bracha. It's not a Bracha Vatonga, but you are Yetzir the Gemara says Brachas. So why don't we do that? That was the Shail Shaila. So the Kivegi incident back, first of all, he said, but you're bringing down from the Shach that there's no Issa Mechikas Hashem on Hashem Balaz. Says you're right, but it's not only a shach; it's Yishenim also. The Kivayga gives them Armakimis, the Kess of Mishnah, the end of Perek Vav, Hilchasir the Atayr, B'Shem Duritva, the Ran, and the Kivayga brings down the Taj. But it's also says a lot of Yishenim is the marker for the shach that there's no Issa Mechikas Hashem on Hashem Balaz. And then he brings down there's a Rambam sheet in Hilchashvuas that is Perek Yibez Lachiralef that we once spoke about this. There's no Issa Vaskar Hashem Shemayim about Tola in Hashem Balaz. The Rambam sheet is a person's allowed to say the Hashem Shemayim. G-O-D in Laz, in a different language, and there's no Issa of Shemsh, Shem Shemayim of Atala. We spoke about this last time, whether we should have a place come a chaylik on that, but my sister Ramashita, so the Kivayeg is enforcing what the Shul asked him. He's saying, what you're saying is a chayr, you have a point, that there should in chayr not be any Issa Bracha of Atala Balaz, because we find Rishayim say there's no Issa Mechika B'Shem Balaz, and the Ramam sheet is, and there's no Issa of Askar Shem Shemayim of Atala Balaz. So Lechayr, you're right. Lechayr, what we should do is say the whenever you have a Savak Bracha, say the Bracha Balaz. And then Manoshech, if you didn't make the Bracha, you yaitse Balaz, like the Gemara Binyamin Raya. And in case you did make the Bracha and you're saying it over for no reason, but it won't be Bracha Vatalno because it's only Balaz. But the Kevi answers, the Teretz is, he says, Even though we talk a fine that Hashem Belaz is not doesn't have the whole chayma of the Shem Hashem when it comes to Issa Mechika of erasing it, or when it comes to the Issa of Haskar Hashem Shemang of Atola, just mentioning the Shem, but for Baruch of Atola, you could say there is an Issa. And the Kveger brings down, because we find there's another Rambam, Perek Beis Hilchashu is Lacha Beis, Benegei Shvu Deraisa. The Rambam paskins that the halacha is for Shvu Deraisa, you have to say the Shem Hashem. A person just makes a shvua that he's not going to eat apples, it's not a shvua deraisa. If he says he's nishba b'shem Hashem, he says the Eibush's name, and he makes a shvua that he's not going to eat an apple, that shvua is a shvua deraisa. So a shvua deraisa, you have to have shem Hashem. And the Rambam paskins that a nishba b'chem in a kinuyim, if a person makes a shvua in one of the kinuyim of Hashem, chanun v'rachum, in the shem of chanun v'rachum, which is not the regular shem Hashem, that's also shvua deraisa. And times of kivega, kinuyim is not different than belaz. Once you're not saying one of the shemus mi'chodim of Hashem, it's considered like belaz also. So time of kivega, if you made a shvu belaz, it also will be a shvu deraisa. Person made a shvu of Hashem God that he's not going to eat an apple, that will be a shvu deraisa. As a mela, time of kivega, the pasuk in the Torah says leisisa shem Hashem l'shav. Do not literally means do not take Hashem's name in vain. That pasuk is the mokka of midiraisa. That pasuk means the is of shvua shav. Person is not going to make a shvua with the shem Hashem, which is a shvua shav, which has no meaning. For example, the person takes a wooden table and he makes a shvua with shem Hashem that this table is made out of gold, and it's not true. That's a shvua shav. The Gemara says that person makes a bracha v'tal, he's also over the slav. The Gemara Brachas Tavala Megillah says that person makes a bracha v'tal, he's over l'sisa shem Hashem l'shav. And we spoke about this last time. There's a machlokes Rambam and Tosis if it's that's the deraisa of the banan. The Rambam holds that it's a deraisa. The Gemara means a drasha deraisa. The lav of l'sisa goes saya on shvushav and saya goes also on bracha v'tal. Tosis holds it's only on bracha v'tal, is only the banan, and the pasuk is asmach the balma. But the Rambam sheet is deraisa. Is Mamela, the Kivega says that if the Rambam is saying that a shvua b'shem Hashem belaz will be a shvua deraisa, then the chayr would come out if a person makes a shvua shav with the shem Hashem belaz would also be nisa deraisa. So the pasuk v'leisisa is referring to Hashem belaz also. Just like a shvua deraisa could be created, could be chal with a shem belaz, so the same thing as shvua shav, the issa shvua shav will be in a shem belaz. So Meila Dr. Kiriga, this pasuk on leisisa shem Hashem l'shav is referring to even a shem belaz. So Meila Dr. Kiriga, according to the Rambam, that Baruch HaVatol is going down from this pasuk of leisisa shem Hashem l'shav, it will also go on a shem belaz. That's Kiriga's whole chesed. So come out that this pasuk on leisisa shem Hashem l'shav is referring to a shvua belaz. Even a shvua in a different language, even a shem in a different language. So mainly the takah be an issa to make a bracha v'tala, even a shem in a different language. And then the Kivega says, it's himself a kasha, but we just said before, the Rambam says b'feirish, the Rambam himself holds that haskara shem shemayim is not asa belaz. The person is allowed to say, according to the Rambam, the shem shemayim, G-O-D, in a different language, and it's not called saying Hashem's name in a v'tala. So why should bracha v'tala be even on Hashem belaz? So the Kivega says, "Loshen altatama." Don't wonder why this is so, because the ma'ase is a chilek. Because the issa of haskar Hashem shemayim v'tala is an issa asay. It's really going to from another pasuk. There's really two pasukim. There's a pasuk in the Torah that we're in Tumud. Avdal learns out from the pasuk says in the Devarim, "Es Hashem al kechatira." Literally, you should fear Hashem. If you're going to from that pasuk, you're not going to say Hashem's name, haskar Hashem shemayim, just Hashem's name v'tala. And that's an issa asay, because the Torah says in the lashon of mitzvah asay, Es Hashem al kechatira, you should be the kind of mitzvah of having moriah for the Eibushter. And if you're over that mitzvah by saying the Shem Hashem, that's yoiv an issa asay. Mashenkin, the issa bracha v'talma, according to the Rambam, is a different pasuk. Is the pasuk when sees Hashem Hashem l'shav, that's a lois asay, which is even more chama. So Dr. Kivega, since we see this chiluk, you could say for the issa asay of Es Hashem al kechatira, that's the Rambam saying you're not over, if it's Hashem belaz. But for the issa of bracha v'talma, which is lois asay, you are over even in Hashem belaz. That's Kivega. So what are
different? It's not just saying because once an essence was allowed. But it says Hashem alikechetu. It says Yud gave of gave. But the answer is it's a shame Hashem. So anything that's nichlal in shame Hashem could be. So even a kiddush could be nichlal in the word shame Hashem. It's a different lashon of the tzivui. Not because it's an essence. It's because the Torah says it in a different way. Otherwise, mechtes lashon nichlal.
Yeah, the Kriya is a little bit not so clear what the chiluk is, and the tzid and hamik shayla and the safe on the shulton and gimel ispeis. He tells on the Kivega. He asks on the Kivega what exactly is the chiluk? The tzid asks. The tzid understood the chiluk is in the choyma isa. That's how the tzid understood the Kivega. It is very straight. We're going to get to that. It is very straight. The tzid asks that kasha. The tzid understood the Kivega is giving a reason why. For Haskoshim Shemayim Lavatonga, it's not Osa Balaz in a different language, and for Bracha Vatonga, it will be Osa Balaz. And then Sivan the Sud, Kivag is saying, because the Haskoshim Shemayim Lavatonga is only in the Sase, it's more Kal. Since it's only more Kal, it's not Osa Balaz. Mashen came Bracha Vatonga, which is more Chomer, which is always to say, that would be Osa even Balaz. So, in fact, in the Siv, what's the difference if it's more Kal? Or Muhammad, his lashon is vaniba ani ngoy near hefished in nisakal chama. I don't see a difference if it's nisakal chama. Umali yisasei loisasei. What's the difference if nisasei loisasei? Then the tzid is asking, if the Shem Hashem Balaz has the toikif, has the chayma of the Shem Hashem, then it should be also for the yisasei also. It should be also for haskoshen shmona matala. If the Shem Hashem Balaz is not called the Shem Hashem, it should be mutti even for the loisasei, even for bracha matala. Why for this should it be considered an asei and for this should be Shem Hashem and this should not? Oh, so he wants to say it's in the lashon of the pasuk. That's not a bit of a rot. He wants to say that when the Torah asks, "Loisisa Shem Hashem," Shem Hashem comes to include doesn't just say "Loisisa Hashem." It says "Loisisa Shem Hashem" that comes to include even Hashem Balaz. Hashem Kein Es Hashem Alkechatir. It's only on the Eibush's name. Right, so this was actually a few months ago when we had the Mashiach. Right. That's what we had the Mashiach last time. I gave a copy of that old Mashiach. It was almost a year ago, actually, but we spoke about that. But a little bit. But Lamaisa says, that's the way it is. That Bracha Vatala is more Chama than just mentioning David's name. It's more Chama. That's a fairish Gemara. The Gemara says in Tamura that if you say David's name more Tala, just the Shem Hashem, you only evil an assay of Es Hashem Kachatira. But if you make a bracha of a Talma, the Gemara says you're even Lysisa. According to the Rambam, it's the Raisa. You're a lot of Lysisa. So I think it's Pasha. The Kriyeg is not saying this chiluk, that this is more, that the Shem Hashem Balaz is more chama by a Lysisa than it is by an assay. That's not what the Kriyeg means. And I think it's Muchachazai, because the Kriyeg himself brings down that according to the Shach and according to other Rishonim, there's no Issa Mechikas Hashem by Hashem Balaz. And Mechikas Hashem is Loisase. Loisasun, we're going to have from Pasas Loisase. So you see that even on a Loisase, there's no Issa on Hashem Balaz. So you can't say that's the Chalak. So I think all the Kivega was trying to point out over here is not to make a mistake that it's all, maybe like Abiyana was thinking, don't make such a mistake to think that it's all one Pasha. You would think that the whole Issa Baruch HaVatala is because of you being Masked Hashem Shemayim HaVatala. That's what the whole Issa Baruch HaVatala is, because you're saying Hashem's name in HaVatala. And you would think it's all one Pasha. But mainly, you would say, well, how could the Hashem Shemayim HaVatala be Mutta Balaz, and a Baruch HaVatala be Asa Balaz? Because it's all one Pasha. That's what Kirk is bringing down. It's not one Pasha. It's two separate Pashas in the Torah. The Issa of Haskoshim Shemayim HaVatala is an Issa Asay from Es Hashem HaKechatir, and this Bracha Vatonga is a Loisa say from Loisisa. And since it's two Pashas, Hatim Kivegi is saying, Alta Tama, don't look at it so schwer. Why when I gave this is Asa Balaz and when I gave this is Mutta Balaz? Because we find this in other places. We find, that's what Kivegi brings down, we find Benegeya Mechikas Hashem and Benegeya Haskoshim Shemayim HaVatala, it's not Asa Balaz. And we find by Shvua that it's considered, even Hashem Balaz is considered Hashem Hashem to create a Shvua deraisa, and Memela to make the Issa of Shvua Shav, which would be from Oisisa. I think that's what Kriyega means. And Memela, you can say Baruch HaVatala is also included because it's all from the same pasuk from Oisisa. And it would be benefit in Tzivs Kasha. And in Semach David, from the David Rappaport, Machab is from Mikdash David, he's also a Shiva by, he said he was Magad Shia by Rochan Wasserman and Branovich. He made a sefer on Shuv's Kvega called Tzemach David. He is a different kasha. He is a chayah By every bracha v'talna, there should be another eitza. If a person's, I'm sorry, by every suf bracha z'hakol, whenever a person's besupik, if he made a shahakol or not, the halacha is suf bracha z'hakol, you don't make the bracha over. So, effect the same of David, why don't you make the bracha over with an eitza like this? Why don't you just say the pasuk in the hill, and bracha to Hashem, lamdeni chukecha, and then continue the bracha, shahakol nibivarek. Even though you're leaving out the lakenu, the Tzemach David says the lakenu is not ma'akiv. And Memes is, Mishru says the same thing from being said in Paiskim and Simmerish, Yudal and Sephat and Dalam. The lakenu is not ma'akiv. So why don't you just say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Lamdeinu Chakecha, Melech Oilam? You do have to say Malchus, say Melech Oilam, Shachani Bidvari.
Even though the Gemara Baruch is not Rechtev, you don't have to say Malchus. That's a shame. Okay.
Well, that could all be included in Mori the Haipita. I was thinking that. Could the Gemara Brachos Ben Yom Rai, you're asking from? Where's the Malchus? It could be Mori the Haipita. I was thinking that, Kasha. Where's the Malchus of...
Mori is
Loshen. It could be Mori is all... Mori the Haipita is the Shem Hashem, because it refers to Hashem
Belaz. Mori says Shem Hashem, you need Rechman. Mori switches. The Gemara says...
At the end says Mori
Rechman. The Gemara says, I need Shem Hashem.
He said Rechman on Mori the Haipita.
Mori says, he said Mori.
It could be Mori.
And then he said Rechman.
Okay. Okay. So Mori would be Achaz Malchus, Moshe Malchus, right? This is should be in what's Ma'akev in the bracha, but this is Semach David's Chap. He wants to say, we know it's brought down in Paiskim that a person accidentally says Baruch Hashem and he realizes that he doesn't have to make a bracha. You finish off, you say Amdeinu Chukecha, and that's how you save it because it's a pasuk. A pasuk you're not to say a complete pasuk. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. So, why don't you just say Baruch Ata Hashem, and then finish the bracha? So now we're manoshach. In case you weren't chayiv in a bracha, you didn't make a bracha v'talma because you said a pasuk, and then you just continued melech olam shakalim bidvari, which is nothing on its own. And in case you were mechayiv in the bracha, you said the bracha. You were mafsik in the middle of the bracha from Deinu Chukecha, Tainan Tzemach David. That's the famous halacha, the Gemara, Babasa, the Kuchav Tess, and other places, that Tuchli Diba Kediba Dami. A hefsik has to be at least three or four words. If you're mafsik, with less than three or four words, and this is only two words, and it's not a hefsek. You say Baruch Hashem, and then you go back to the bracha, and you finish the bracha. So why isn't that a good eitza? In fact, the Tzemach David wanted the Pesachim say this. Why is the Shulchan Aruch Seisim and just says that if you have a suffix bracha, don't make the bracha over? Why is the Shulchan Aruch give this eitza? Say over the bracha and say, say with the Tzemach David. Tzemach David wants to say, Shein Teretz, a very nice Teretz, he wants to say that it could be that when do you say that Techei Diba, Kediba Dami, and less than two words is not a hefsek, that's when you say some extra words that you're not muchach to say. But when you're muchach to say those two words, when you have to say those two words, that's choshev, and that will be a hefsek. And since over here you had to sing Amdeinu Chukecha to get yourself out of the problem of Bracha V'Talma, Tainan Tzemach David, That would be a hefsek. And he brings a mashal, which you haven't seen in Sushta, brings a mashal, the halacha is, if a person has meir glayim on his body, he's not going to make a bracha. He's not yotzei even a bracha in such a matzav. Let's say he's able to wash himself off very quickly, techedei diba, less than the shear of techedei diba, less than the shear of saying shamalechem rebbe, or shamalechem rebbe mori, very quickly. And let's say he started a bracha, and then he had meir glayim, and he was able to wash it off very quickly, Techdei Diba, he still has to go back to being in the bracha. So you don't say Techdei Diba Kediba Dami when a person was in a matzif when he could not continue the bracha. When he was mufka from the bracha entirely, that's considered hefsek even if it's not Techdei Diba. So Tzemach David wants to, even though it's not Mamash Asushta, but he wants to compare it here also. Since the Lamdeinu Chukecha, you were mukh to say and you weren't able to finish the bracha al pidin, you were like in a matzif where you cannot finish the bracha at that time. So at that time, that would be a hefsek even if it's techedei diba. That's a ganz shein svara. But then the Tzemach David wants to declare and say, no, he wants to shlug up the teretz. He wants to say, lechayra, on the tzad that you're mechuyif to make the bracha, then you're not mechuyif to say amdeinu chukecha. You're always saying the amdeinu chukecha to protect yourself on the tzad that you didn't have to make the bracha over, but on the tzad that you're mechuyif to make the bracha, you didn't have to say Amdeinu Chukecha. You just said it, but you didn't have to say it. So since on the tzad that you didn't have to make the bracha, you should be yotzei and it should not be a hefsek.
So,
Right? You like this? You're looking at me like that's you're thinking that you are much because of the whole matzav, because of the whole matzav. But klapei shmei, that's his first step. But klapei shmei, really, in case I had to make the bracha, the whole purpose of saying is in case I had to make the bracha, it should not be considered hesed. It's teich deidiba of something I didn't have to say.
This whole thing of teich deidiba kadiba dami is even if you make a hefsek with words, parshas, I don't know other places.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Yes.
All the other places that I mean,
it's normally a hefsek of time. You think it's a hefsek of time, but we find it with a hefsek of words also. That's not, that you're able to go back and continue, right? So
when it's me'ain, always you say you're not allowed to be mafsek. No. Why by tkiyah shayt you can't say a word? Why is one word a problem? Why is deeper b'chal a hefsek? Why is deeper b'chal hefsek? It says by tkiyah you're not allowed to speak out. Why not? Anyways, you can.
Well, you're not mafsek between the bracha and the mitzvah. Or the gemara mitzvah. Yeah, because it's mafsek between the bracha and.
Deeper is hefsek. What? There's a din in three words? You're not allowed to be mafsek. I'm allowed to. It's not when you say the bracha, you're allowed to say two words in mil. Hello, how you doing?
Why do you say kadiba dami?
Deeper is not a hefsek. I understand what he meant. He said, with shtik, you're allowed to be mafsik as long as the bracha takes.
Well, Teretz, you're going back. Maybe that's the Teretz. But you're right. A person makes a bracha on a mitzvah, and then he speaks, he's not going back to the bracha. But over here, since you're going, I'm going right back to the bracha, so I'm continuing melech ha'olam. That takes off the original deal. I want to go. You can be chayz and go back to the bracha. Right, this was techli diba.
So it's like it goes back.
Right. You're going back to the last word you said, the bracha to Hashem. You want to go back and not counting on the nechutecha. Go back to melech ha'olam. But still, you want to say that in case you're not mechivin a bracha, I'm not going back. I'm the nechachacha should remain. You have to understand how that works.
He wants the words.
Right, you want the words. I guess you want it either way, a little bit Tony Embraer, Yesh Breer, Embraer. But this is what he says. I just like this svara that he wanted to say that when do you say techle diba on something that it's not mechach to say? But something that you're mechach to say, that's already a hefsek even if it's techle diba. And he brings the raya from Hoyme Reglaim, Shesh Son of Love. So my says that's the Tzemach Tovetz Kasha. Why don't we do the Seitza? I did want to say, I have Shukl Teretz with a few Chazanish that we spoke about in our previous year, and the Chazanish Erech Chaim, some Kuflam Zayin, Oisvav. And there's a little bit more to speak about the Tzemach Tovetz brings down the Chavetz Das. But I have written up in the Shia's written up, if you want a copy of copies here. But I think I'd rather speak about something else. Go back to another Indian from we spoke about in the previous year. A while ago, we were learning the Sugya of Krishma, and we mentioned the halacha, the Mechaber Paskin, the son, that's a halacha in Erech Chaim, some tough kuf pei test, also in Hilchos Tkiyah Shefa, and it's a Beiseis of Anna Mechaber Shechon Erech, the Mechaber Paskin, and said, hey, that a Chatzi Yevav, a Chatzi Ben Chayrin, cannot blow Shefa for himself. Mechaber Paskin, a Chatzi Yevav, a Chatzi Ben Chayrin is when you have an Eved Kanani, then his Eved Kanani is the more dash is law la meisha. The Eved Kanani is mechuyven mitzvah like an isha. Midaraisa. He's mechuyven mitzvah like an isha. And the isha is potter from tkiyah shefa midaraisa because it's mitzvah seisha is man grom. Any mitzvah is telling in a time that tkiyah shefa is telling in Rosh Hashanah. Make a din nashma potter. Nashma machtes themselves in the mitzvah. They like to come and be it's mitzvah anyway. But make a din the isha is potter. So mechaber paskins a chatzi of a chatzi ben chayyim. And that means if two shuftim own an eved. And one shutta frees the Eved, so this Eved becomes a Chatzi Eved. Because half of him, the partnership that was owned by the other partner, is a free man. So this person is a half an Eved and a half a Ben Chayrin. So it comes out, the half of him that's a Ben Chayrin is Chayrin in the Kiyah Shefa. The half of him that's an Eved has been like an Ishis part of him to Kiyah Shefa. So passing the Mechara, but he cannot blow Shefa himself. Because to be Yitz to Kiyah Shefa, you have to hear it from someone that's Mechuy B'dava. A man cannot hear the Kiyah Shefa from a lady that's blowing. So this Chatzi Ben Chayrin, half of him is the Chatz, is Mechiv Meseganisha, he's part of the Kiyah Shefa. So if he blows Shefa, half of him that's Chatzi Eve cannot part the Chatzi Ben Chayrin. And it's interesting that the Mechaba in Shulchan Aruch speaks about this halacha maisa. It seems that in times of Shulchan Aruch, maybe there was still avodim. It was before Lincoln freed the slaves. There was still a very simple concept of having avodim. Person bought an eved, they kept two shifrim, bought an eved, somebody freed an eved. The Mechaba talks about halacha maisa. This chatzi yev chatzi mechayim cannot blow shay for himself. So what should he do? He has to make sure to be yaitza from somebody else. Every person could always blow shayfa himself if he wants, but this chatziyav b'achas b'chayim, he has to make sure to be yetsa shayfa from somebody else. He has to have somebody else who blow shayfa him. The Ramah brings down this halacha, the same halacha, in Hilchos Megillah, the Sant by Hilchos Megillah, the same problem. Hilchos Megillah, the time of the Ramah, that the chatziyav b'achasiyav b'chayim should be yetsa from somebody else, because the chatziyav cannot be mitzi the chatziyav b'chayim. The Michel Sinach wants to be Ma'ura, that L'chayra, this halacha, is in the third place, by Krishma. Achatziyev, 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 L'chayra cannot be Yetzir Krishma. Because when he says Krishma, half of him is Achatziyev. So Taina the Michel Sinach, that the Achatziyev, 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 should have to every day go to somebody else and have him be Maitzi him a Krishma twice a day. Every morning and every night, he should have to have somebody be Maitzi him a Krishma, because he can never say Krishma for himself.
He's not going to be better than Shemaya Kohen if he's yaitzah from somebody else.
You mean even the Shemaya, his ears is chatzi
yevet? Tekiyah Shayfa, the din is Shemaya Betzen. So he's blowing, and then the chatzi yevet, so he's hearing from somebody that's blowing, he's hearing from somebody, the din is Shemaya Betzen. So he's blowing and he's hearing from himself. But the din kriya Shema, the din is kriya, he's laning. The chatzi yevet is laning, the chatzi mechor is laning. The chatzi yevet is chayim, the chatzi... No din shmi over there. Shmi lost. Shmi lost.
Could you hear from a lady?
But Tekir Shev, the din is that you have to hear the Tekir.
No, but Krishna, could you hear from a lady? You can't hear from a lady.
No, but you're not being yoitz from a lady. The Chatzi of Yisrael is laning. What's wrong?
If he doesn't lane and he hears from a lady, could you yoitz?
No.
Right, so he can't hear from himself?
No. He forget about hearing. He doesn't have to hear. He's laning. He's not up to here, he's laning, the din is to lane.
I
can't show you the din is to here. If the mitzvah was only to be the K, it would also be Shvet.
And Mikra Megillah?
I used to see this last year.
And Mikra Megillah? And how do you, and by Mikra Megillah, why can't he lane himself?
And it's not Mikra Megillah, maybe it's
but the Ramah says the same halacha by Mikra Megillah.
But then he can't.
The Ramah says he cannot, he has to have someone be my
so there you go, because Mikra Megillah is more than Kriya. There's a din to here, to Chatzav, maybe, there's din.
Okay.
But why are you asking Lulu?
I was wondering that. I mean, it's a chatziyev picking it up.
How do you do it?
Well, that you can't have somebody mitzi you. Lulu, it's all Mr. Begufay. Lulu and tefillin, there's no eitzah. You can't go have somebody mitzi you with Lulu. So mitzi, you try your best. You pick up a Lulu and at least the chatziyev.
And when somebody mitzi you with more than Shemei Kohen, without Shemei Kohen, it doesn't work anyway.
Right.
So
the Chatzi Bechayun was Yaitse from Bach Yuva.
What do you mean? It can't be better than himself.
It's comparing Krishna to what the Mechaba says by Kishayf and Mikha Megillah. And he's married this.
She shouldn't put on.
But even if she would, you can't be mighty son. It's a famous Tosfos Sri, the Kedusha, that Mr. Begufa, you can't be mighty someone anyway. So there's definitely no eitzah by all other mitzvahs. So the Mechaba and the Ramah only found two cases of this in the Geya. Tekiyah Shayfa is something you could be eitzah someone in Mikra Megillah. In fact, the Mechaslenach is a third place, Krishma. So the Mechaslenach just married it as a Ha'ara, what the Mechaba and the Ramah are talking about, the Chayr is in the Geya third place. But I thought it's a Kasha, really. Why did the Mechaba and the Ramah, why did they wait till the end of Erechayim? The Hilchos Shayfa, which is towards the end, and Hilchos Megillah, which is mamash the end of Erechayim, why didn't they talk about this in the beginning of Erechayim? Right, Hilchos Krishma, which is towards the beginning, and even more, Hilchos Krishma is Dava Motze, Motadia. The Tiki Shayfa is once a year, Mikra Megillah is once a year, but Krishma is every single day, twice a day. So the Mechaba is a good kasha. The Mechaba and the Ramah want to say this Ara, why didn't they say this Ara on Hilchos Krishma? This is what we spoke about last time. Well, the Ma'aseh Mechaba do talk about it. The Mechaba we define it, so we said, obviously in their times it was a Dava Motzi to still have Avodim. Theoretically today also, you can make, it's not so complicated, you could be Kohen in Eved Kenani, you just make a Kenyan, it's a Mishnah in Kedushin. I guess in that time they still had it, I think they did, in America, they had it not that long ago, they had slaves, it was Wakinyanim, Wakinyanim of Eved Kenani. So, But they had Baruch Hashem, they don't have it today, but the mice, there was such a thing. It's hard to say Baruch Hashem, mice, the Torah does talk about it. But, so this was our aura. So what I want to say was, Rabbi Yaakov Harari, from our Bismedish over here, he showed me a Mordek, an amazing shtickle from the Goyen, the Vilna Goyen in Shnei Stanglio on Brachos. The Goyen in Shnei Stanglio, in the beginning of Masech the Brachos, he tells on, he has a kasha on the Lashon of the Mishnah, Meimasai Koyen is a Shema Ba'avis. It's not the Mishnais, it's Meimasai Koyen is a Shema Ba'avin. That's the Lashon of Mishnais. In the Gemara we have it, Meimasai Koyen is a Shema Ba'avis. So the Goyen tells, why does the Mishnah say the Lashon Rabbim? Meimasai Koyen. When do we read Krishma? When do we learn Krishma at night? And the Mishnah afterwards, further on, the Mishnah says, B'shachem avorach shtayim afanah. The Mishnah talks about Bechus Krishma and B'shachris. It says, B'shachris, you make two brachas of Bechus Krishma before Krishma. And over there, the Mishnah says, L'lashin yochid, B'shachem avorach shtayim. He makes, it says L'lashin yochid, in singular form, that he makes the bracha. In fact, the Goyen, if you want to have the Mishnais to be in sync, they want the two Mishnais to be the same, it should say, either the first Mishnah should say, Mem say Kori Eshma Ba'avis, when it should be in a singular form, when do we say Krishna Veshavai Mayiv, and then the next Mishnah would say B'shacham Avarach, or have them both be B'losh Rab, let them both be plural, let it say Mem say Kori Eshma Ba'avis, and let the next Mishnah say B'shacham Avarachim, B'losh Rabim. That's the Goyen's kasha. How come the first Mishnah is B'losh Rabim? And the next Mishnah, Mavarech, but the Brachas B'loshin Yochin. So the Goyen wants to say, Teretz is, the Chinuch is, the first Mishnah is talking about Krishma itself. And Dr. Goyen, B'loshin is B'nei Sheva Brachas, the second Mishnah, Brachas, Echem Mavarech HaMaitzis Kulon. One person can make a Bracha and be Maitzis to everyone. Now, by Krishma, any Yochin Lohaitzi, but by Krishma, you cannot be Maitzis to someone. And Lekol Echad Tzuch Likris Ifnei Asmai. Everyone has to lane himself. That's what the Mishnah says, B'loshin Rabim. That's the Lashin of the Goyen. The Goyen is saying for the Poshet that by Krishma you cannot be Maitzi someone. Since you cannot be Maitzi someone, everyone has to say Krishma. That's why the first Mishnah is Lashon Rabim. Meimus HaKoyim, when do we say Krishma? Because everyone has to say Krishma. There's no such thing as being Maitzi. That's what's Lashon Rabim. The next Mishnah says, B'shachem Mavorach Shtayim, you can make a bracha, because Mikha Adin, the Baal Tefillin, one person get up and be Maitzi everyone with Bechas Krishma. Bechas Krishma, you could have one person saying it and be Maitzi to Rabim. You could theoretically have one person be Maitzi Gans Klai Yisrael. The Mishnah says, that's what the Mishnah is Maram. In Lashon of Yochid, B'shachem Baruch Shtayim. That's this piece of Shnei Stanglio on Mishnayis. So, but you see from here that the Goyen is naming off the Poshet. The Goyen just is assuming, is saying that for a fact that Krishna itself, one person cannot be Maitzi the next person. What's the reason? The Goyen doesn't say why. I was thinking that it could be the reason is because by Krishma is Alocha, you have to be Makabal Olmach Shemaim. It's Ma'akid. In the first Pasuk, you have to be Makabal Olmach Shemaim. And that's Ma'akim. And that, L'chor, you cannot be Maitzi someone. So, that might be like Mr. Shabagufay, right? There's no Shemei Kain on that. I saw once a mice with the Biskarov at the end of his life, and he wasn't well, he was sick. Never, he called his children over to listen to him say Krishna. He was worried that he's not saying Krishna properly, he's not being used to the Mitzvah Daraisa. And the children went and they listened to the father, and the Biskarov said over Krishna. And after they told him, they calmed him down, we heard that he said every single word clearly, he was Zichy Yetza. And the Biskarov started kreshing, sighing, and he seemed sad. And they asked him, what's bothering the Tata? They asked him, we heard that you said every word clearly, you Zichy Yetza. So Biskarov answered back, you could tell me that I said every word clearly, but you don't know what my kavana was. You can't tell me if I was machavim properly. Was I yoitz to the mitzvah? Was I makabal olmach shemaim? And that's what he was crafting. That's what he was worried about. So that could be pshat in the Goyen, where the Goyen holds that you're not yoitz, you cannot be mitzvah someone in Krishna. So upon him, according to this Goyen, it'd be fanfit this kasha. That's why the machavim ramah don't bring down this halacha of chasiyah v'chasiyah mecharim by Krishna. Because by Krishna, there's taka no eitzah to go to someone else to be mitzvah. According to the Goyen, you cannot be Maitzi someone Krishma. Dafka by Tekiya Shefa, is where the Machaba says, the Chassi V'Chassi Mecharim cannot be Yetz himself, go to someone be Yetz. And the Ramah says by Mikra Megillah, the Chassi V'Chassi Mecharim cannot be Yetz himself, go to someone be Yetz. But by Krishma, it's taka not a Eitzah. What taka do you do, according to the Goyen? I don't know what you do, but it's not you have no Eitzah. You try your best, I guess. I guess the Chassi V'Chassi Mecharim should say Krishma on his own and try his best. But there's no point to going. That's why the Mechaber Mor don't bring it down. And the fact that the Mechaber Mor don't bring it down, it will be a riot to the going that you're not Yotza. You cannot be Yotza Kishma someone else. There were also the Mechaber Mor brought down the Halacha, Chaseh Chaseh, even by Heros Kishma. But Lemais, to me, it's a parallel gezach, that it seems to be machloikis, the goyin and the mechus chinuch, if someone could be mitzvah some krishma, which could be achman son negeya. You have a shvacha person who's in bed, he's sick, and it's hard for him pasha to say the words. Person maybe with a heart condition, it's hard for him to say the words, and he asks someone to be mitzvah some krishma. According to the mechus chinuch assumes that all pasha, you could be yitzah. That's what the mechus chinuch says. By the chassid yev chassid mechayin. He should also go have some b'yetzah. The Mechassanach assumes that you could be yetzah kishma, which may ka'ina. And according to the goyin, you cannot. According to the goyin, the person should try to say kishma himself. It's not, you can't just ask someone to be mitzi. Do the Paiskim talk about this? I mean, meduch sechnat. I mean, maybe there's some talk into. Does anyone else mention this? What? It's a big shaila. Can you be mitzi someone with kishma? We have a shnei song yo that just say, he's not saying it as a chiddush. He's just saying like a davar posha that you cannot be yitzah, and he's explaining that's why the mishnah says b'loshen rabbi misakayin shmabavis, and the mechachinuch just assumes the other way that you can be yitzah, and that's why he has a kasha. But we should say b'chasmechan also he needs to be yitzah. They're assuming all this. But what does it say in Paiskim? Maybe somebody talk into it. I don't think Paiskim talk about it. So it's a more like a machlokes mechachinuch and the going we have in this opinion.